Well, I think from a coaching point of view, like we look at the game as a whole. We thought we started the game well, and we didn't get the reward from the first 10 minutes. And then, you know, we were a step behind in a lot of areas, and which gave the quality that they have license to breed and license to get after us. I think conceding early after halftime didn't help. And then we had opportunities at 19-5 as well, which we didn't convert into 22. So the opportunities were there. We didn't convert to continuously apply pressure on them. And then we just, you know, it fell into a scenario of chasing the game more and more. But like coming back to the other games that you referenced there, William, as I said, it is an anomaly, and I wouldn't question the character of any of these players, because so far this season they've been outstanding. And it's about us getting back on the horse now, getting back to training well, getting back to our processes to put in a performance against Saracens.
Being a yard behind, is that symptomatic of an attitude or just fatigue, or what causes that? Because it was pretty obvious watching it that they didn't get to the pitch that they needed to get to.
As I said, not scoring early, conceding early after halftime, you know, and we need to be better at recovering from moments like that. So, you know, that's really what the review was about. We had opportunities, we just didn't take them, and we kept giving a team like Bordeaux have huge quality license to breed.
Are you concerned about the line-out has sort of struggled in the last two games, and that's a launch play position, but, you know, balls not getting caught in the 22 and attacking positions. Is that a real concern?
It's a focus area, but I think we've got a very, very good coach in John, and we've got a very, very good line out forwards in the group, very, very good line out leaders. You know, there has been some lineouts lost. There's no getting away from that, but the boys are working very hard on it, and I think we'll see the fruition in it as the season progresses on. You know, we just have to stick with it, you know, keep coming back to the fundamentals of our lineout, and I think we will get the reward as the season goes on.
Slightly caused a decision to change both props at half time is fairly radical when you're only 12-5 down and still in the game, having maybe not played as well as you would have hoped. But it's a big decision. Why did that happen?
I think first and foremost, I thought we scrummaged very well the weekend. I thought it was an area of the game we got decent reward off, getting four penalties, and that's including the guys that came onto the pitch. We just feel we needed a fresh injection of energy there. The other thing is that the size of men that they were scrummaging against, it does take a lot out of the legs for Finlay and Dennis. And there are always going to come a scenario when you're against men that are well into the 100 kilos and well over 120, 130 kilos. And there was a big volume of scrums in that first half, including a number on 5 meters out, that we wanted to get fresh legs in there. And Peter and Jack Ainger have scrummed very well for us so far this season as well. So, you know, that was always important that we kept an eye on them, kept them fresh, because scrummaging those big men is going to take energy out of the legs.
Well, that's a good sign of depth, and they have scrummaged very well this season. So how do you approach Saturday in terms of, do you want to give the same guys a chance to fix it, or do you want to change it up, or is it really a matter of who puts their hand up now at training and, you know, shows that they really need to be picked on Saturday, because it's a very potentially defining game in this competition?
Yeah, it is. There's no doubt about that. It comes down to a number of factors. Yeah, performance plays into it. Medical updates plays into it. How people train play into it. And it's our job as coaches now to prepare them as best we can and put the best 23 on the pitch that we feel are relevant to do the job for us.